From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is away. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, hate to tell you, but if you're depressed about what you're paying at the pump for gas now, it's not going to get much better this summer. More on that in just a minute. But first, a wildfire is burning in the heart of Los Angeles, a place called Griffith Park. Hundreds of residents were evacuated from nearby neighborhoods, and firefighters worked through the night to beat back the blaze. Joining us now from the scene is L.A. City Councilmember Tom Labange. Tom, I understand last night pilots were flying using night vision goggles as they flew helicopters to try to douse the flames. That sounds incredibly dangerous to me.
Well, they're incredibly skilled pilots. They know this city. They know this park. And they wouldn't do it unless it was safe. They have their chief engineer was here, Chief Barry, so they make that assessment. But it needed to be done because they had to stop it. It was raging towards the Los Feliz community, some of the historic homes. You remember that home that was in L.A. Confidential, Indiana's house also as well, and Frank Lloyd Wright property. So they and many other properties, but they fought it right up to the edge of the park, and it saved all these homes.
One of the structures I was particularly concerned about is Griffith Observatory. It's a famous landmark. It just reopened last fall after years of being closed for major renovations. Is the observatory going to be safe?
It's going to be safe. I'm looking at it right now from a below at the Greek Theater. All the major facilities, if you could call them, the historic Griffith Observatory, the Greek Theater, the Autry National Center, the Los Angeles Zoo, all are saved. The damage is done to a beautiful garden called Dante's View, and these gardens are respites for the many thousands of hikers who daily walk the 56 miles of hiking trails in the park.
How confident are you that firefighters will be able to put out the blaze completely today?
As long as the wind doesn't come back. You know, the wind is what kills you. Right around 6 o'clock last night, ironically, I had to go to a meeting at a local firehouse because we're trying to build a new firehouse right near the park, and there was a community meeting there. The firefighters were here in the fire area fighting the fire, but I went to this community meeting, and it looked like it was laying down. And when I left the meeting, it accelerated. So the wind is what causes the damage, and it's so sad because this is the city's backyard. This is where people come to play, recreate, and hike, and all of L.A. gets together here.
It's my backyard, too. I live literally just about a mile away from Griffith Park. I hike there all the time. How much we'll be able to restore the park after this fire is put out?
We will need some help. We'll make those assessments. I met with our general manager of the Parks Department, Mr. Muckery, this morning. The mayor is extremely concerned. We were together on the fire lines yesterday in an area that this morning we wake up and see that was destroyed by the rage of the fire. So we'll be making the assessments and doing the right thing for the park. Last night at sunset, I was standing on Mount Hollywood and I saw Dante's View go up, and I remember a much smaller fire burnt Dante's View in 1989. But this is going to be a while before it comes back.
Los Angeles City Council Member Tom Labange, thank you so much.
Thank you.